This is the Dungeon Master's Handbook.
Hi everyone, it's Michael Shorten, also known as Chicago Wiz, and welcome to the very last episode of Dungeon Master's Handbook. It is the last episode, and I'm recording this as I'm coming back from something that's been taking up a lot of my bandwidth. When I first started off the Dungeon Master Handbook, it was meant to talk about how to create a campaign the way I had, starting the campaign with three hexes, how I did that whole technique, how I did a West Marches open-ended sandbox that allowed people to really dig in and opened up a world for me where I supported three games simultaneously as well as a War Games campaign. And that has continued on in fits and spurts and good times and bad times from 2009 till now. It's still ongoing. But just like the book, The Dungeon Master's Guide, everything has an end. And I've seen an end to a couple of my games. And I think it's time. I've been listening to some other podcasts on other subjects, and one of the things that I like about some of those is not that they're always an ongoing thing, but that they have a focus. They have a reason to be. They say what they need to do, and then they move on to something else. Different podcasts, different subject, what have you. And over the past 8 months, because it's been about 8 months since I last recorded an episode, I've been gaming. I've been doing my thing. My Traveler Battlestar Galactica mashup game is still going. My Dungeon 23 OD&D campaign is crazy going. We're finally getting hero level characters, and it is nuts. This is probably one of the most unique role-playing experiences I've had, totally because of the players, but also because I think the open-ended nature of OD&D. But you know what? I've talked about all that, and there's lots of other people that are continuing to talk about that, and I certainly encourage you to listen to those kinds of podcasts. A couple that jump to mind is Daniel Norton's podcast on OD&D and Chainmail, and now the damn name of this podcast escapes me. And then there's, of course, Nerds RPG Variety Cast, which covers a whole lot of stuff. I mean, there are some great podcasts out there. And there's guys that can come up with content, and guys and girls can come up with content, as needed. That's not me. My bandwidth has been really small for various things. I've got enough bandwidth to game, but I don't have enough bandwidth to sit here and create constant content. And I kind of would like to put an end to it. I'd like to say I did my job. I feel like I did it successfully. I still get comments, those old podcasts talking about how I started a campaign and created a campaign. They're still getting listens, and they're always going to be around forever. I'm self-hosting my own files. Bandwidth is cheap, and I'm not beholden to any corporate interests who might decide that, they're just going to shut down one day. I wanted to give a big thank you to those of you who listened for all these years, those of you who contributed. It was your input, your suggestions, your questions that kept me going, and I really, really appreciate it. If I helped you in some way, if your campaign adopted something that I suggested, then mission accomplished. I did what I had hoped to do, and that was to share a little bit of my joy, and the things that I felt were important and the things that had worked for me and the things that didn't work for me. But on to other things. I don't know if I'll podcast again. I don't know what the subject will be about. Like I said, I've got a lot of different things going on in different parts of my life. Some of them are podcastable. Some of them I'm still learning. So, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I thank you. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best. And whatever it is that you do, just keep on gaming on. The end.